Meanwhile, we still have to, while we try to create as many good affinities as possible, we also have to gauge our own ability, our resources, and our time to see if we're really able to do so.
就是我们能掌握重点而量力而为。
So we just try our best, do as much as we can.
就像我们创办人圣严师父啊，也是为了弘法立身啊，但是都是掌握社会的脉动，如何契机机理的来净化人心，净化社会。
So you need to prioritize, just like our 师父 Master 圣严。As his mission is to propagate the Dharma to benefit all sentient beings, at the same time, he takes pulse of the needs of the society and do whatever is most urgently needed.
如果只是顺着众生的需要，而没有掌握社会的脉动，因为众生有时候是欲望的需要，那如此没有真正的帮助到众生，开启他们原本的慈悲跟智慧出来咯。
If you only take into consideration of the needs of sentient beings, sometimes these needs are generated from desires. So instead, you need to also take the pulse, gauge the needs of the entire society to best benefit everyone.
所以我们在普贤十大愿王第九愿讲恒顺众生，不是顺着众生的习气的想要，而是真正的能帮助众生开启佛性，掌握智慧来处理事情，以慈悲来关怀跟体谅跟包容，而所这样子可以让众生多能在我们这个世间面对各种顺利因缘的时候啊，都能正面解读，逆向思考，不用负面的情绪来反应处理的时候，就是在开花我们的佛性哦。
So, according to Bodhisattva Puxian, one of the vows is to go in accordance to the needs of all sentient beings. By saying this, it doesn't mean to follow their whims. Instead, our goal is to initiate and bring forth everybody's wisdom and compassion so that they can be tolerant of everyone around them and to be understanding of people around them.And by doing so, they will be able to, in either favorable or unfavorable situations, be able to think positively at the same time, thinking out of the box. And by that will be exercising their wisdom and compassion.
要培养一个习惯性还不容易，但是无明烦恼的习性一下子就懒着了。就像我今天为什么可以侃侃而谈，可以讲长也可以讲短。因为我们的翻译啊，他随时信手拈来，都可以翻译的。
It's not easy to cultivate a good habit yet. When you have ignorance, the habit of ignorance, it's really easy to get entangled in it. And the reason why I'm able to either go long or short today is because the translator is able to come up with things on the spot and be able to deal with whatever I put forth.
因为他过去就有这样这个翻译的基础，我也听说我们住持国行法师在讲经说法的时候我们孙菩萨也常常扮演这样子，所以我今天就可以信手拈来学习他侃侃而谈哦。
The reason why she's able to do so, the translator, is because she has a little bit of foundation doing translation, and she has also helped the abbot Master Guoxing in the past, and so hopefully I can bench off that and just be more freeform in my talk.
至少我先把这个珍惜因缘跟广结善缘的这个基本意涵啊，跟大家做分享。
But at least I'll begin by giving you the definition and the meaning of what it means to cherish causes and conditions and to create good affinities universally.
为什么用这个主题来跟大家分享呢？原来我们常在法师啊说，正如刚刚林文教授说。我最近出了一本书叫《原谅好原谅》，后来我是觉得说《原谅好原谅》里面所谈的很广，那想到我们今天东出禅寺从1981年 创办人圣严师父在我们对面哈，先有了东中禅，然后搬到现在这个地方。现在原来是说要再找大的地方，有一点可以容纳更多的人一起来净化人心、净化社会，然后把我们原来东珠禅寺这个地啊再卖掉，因为我们的金钱有限，而结果师父舍报了，大家会珍惜这样的因缘，就保留下来了。保留下来，然后现在又要怎么扩建了？所以我就想到珍惜因缘，广结善缘。
Why is it that I chose this topic today? Since I recently published a book of Brightening, Lighting Up, Good Affinities, and Be Forgiving of Others, that's the title of the book. Because of this new book, initially the topic is going to be surrounding this, but the topic actually is really broad. So I reconsidered, and I thought back to how this place, the Chan Center, came to being back in 1981,Dongchu Monastery, and how currently there's this process of reconstruction. Initially, the thought was to find a bigger place and sell this place, but then the founder, our Shifu, passed away, and so because of that, rethinking is we're going to keep this place as a memory and then also expand upon this original spot.And this is how it ties together with cherishing causes and conditions.
刚刚祝福大家生日快乐，我珍惜因缘，喝个水，果然也看到这边写生日快乐。
I wish you earlier happy birthday, and so I actually took the opportunity to take a sip of water, and actually right on my mug it says happy birthday as well.
因为我有时候喝水的时候啊，也会想到面对的我们这么多的法师啊，还有护法信众，就像我每一次来都是抱着感恩的心，跟大家一起凝聚向心力，继续展现大家记住原本慈悲智慧的生命力，让我们一起珍惜因缘，学习广结善缘，修福修慧。
But sometimes when I'm drinking water, I will think that I'm sitting here giving this talk, facing all these Dharma masters as well as devout practitioners and volunteers. What came to my mind is gratitude. I'm very grateful. And hopefully over here, we're able to come together to refocus so that we can bring forth our compassions toward all causes and conditions, cherish causes and conditions, and then further to create more good affinities.
有时候我正在讲话，想喝水，可是前面没有水，可是我就会正面解读，逆向思考，把我面对的诸位法师、诸位菩萨都想成甘露滑水，我都一起就把它引下去了。
Sometimes when I'm giving talks and I want to take a sip of water, but there's no water. In that case, I'll try to think positively and think out of the box to think that, everyone here is giving me this pure dew of Dharma water. So I will take that in as my nourishment.
我这样表达算不算也是珍惜因缘、广结善缘的念头啊？
To think this way doesn't mean that I'm also cherishing whatever causes and conditions I'm facing.Is that so? Is that the case?
释迦牟尼佛以何因缘示现在我们这个人间？我们又以何因缘也示现在这个世间？又以何因缘而在自己的家庭或是学习学校或是各个工作场合，我又以何因缘而来亲近圣严师父，亲近法鼓山呢？
Based on what cause and conditions the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, came to our world and expounded his teaching? Based on what causes and conditions that we came to being? And then further on, each of us situating in our own families, based on what conditions do we interact with our work environment at school, and then further on, based on what causes and conditions have we had the affinity to come here to Chan Center to learn about Buddha Dharma? What causes and conditions?
因为释迦牟尼佛为了开示悟入众生啊，而他将他所悟见的宇宙人生的真理实相，缘起无常无我空，来跟我们做分享，帮助众生不知无常无我，造了种种无明烦恼而产生的恶业行为的苦啊，所以希望帮助众生能离苦得乐，因为众生都是自我中心作祟啊，执着啊，所以产生了贪嗔痴傲慢怀疑邪见等烦恼心啊，所以有人生八苦啊。
So the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, became enlightened and understands the causes of sentient beings' problems. And he understood, he became enlightened about the principles of dependent arising. And from that point on, he teaches people about impermanence, about dependent origination, about no self, and the concept of emptiness.So that by having these understandings, we will be able to understand the causes of our vexations, what led to all these sufferings. After all, human beings, our sufferings is due to being self-centered, being attached to the sense of self, thus leading to greed, vexations, and wandering thoughts, and 8 different sorts of sufferings.
所以释迦牟尼佛就以四圣谛啊，苦集灭道来跟众生开示众生为什么产生苦的因呢？那如何帮助众生离苦，而说了八正道，让大家真正的熄灭贪嗔痴三毒，都是把无明烦恼这个怀疑啊，或是甚至邪见啊，等烦恼心啊，都能一一去把它消除。
So in order to help sentient beings alleviate their sufferings, the Buddha spoke of the Four Noble Truths, which is suffering, the cause of suffering, cessation of suffering, and the path leading to the cessation of suffering. And by the Four Noble Truths actually explains the cause of our sufferings.And then further on, trying to help people find ways, giving them methods to alleviate from sufferings, he spoke of the Eight Rifle Path, to help sentient beings seize the three poisons of ignorance, greed, and hatred, and furthermore, even stop suspicions or deviant thinkings.
所以我们每一个人生活在这个身心正报啊，而在这个环境里面的世界异报里面，我们讲身心世界，身产生生理的现象生老病死，心理现象生住异灭无常，世界物理现象成住坏空，可是在这个世间人跟人产生的这种互动，产生社会的这种现象关系，还要有伦理，但如何伦理彼此互相都能把自己的角色而扮演好，而真正的让我们体会身心世界正报跟异报就要像佛法在世间解，如何面对人际关系扮演着不同角色的时候，而能觉察自己的起心动念顺逆境的时候，而能适时可以帮助自己观念疏导方法应用，使自己心理平衡，人格稳定，迈向健全。
So, us, we have this human body, and that's our direct retribution. And in terms of our mental, the principles of the mental realm, there is arising, abiding, changes, and successions.In terms of environment, there is the arising of existence, decays or disintegration and emptiness. And as for our biologically, there's a phenomenon of birth, aging, illness, and then death. And these goes in cycles and creating all sorts of a big web of interrelationship between people. And the role of Buddha Dharma is to help us with all these roles in the society between people to fulfill our duties to the best of our ability, and at the same time being able to contemplate and observe our own mental activities, understand how our mind works, and in order to find a channel to dispel our vexations so that we are able to live a fullest life possible.
当我们有这样善根福德因缘亲近圣严师父，来到东出禅寺或许我们在座的也从不同的因缘环境里面早就听闻到一些佛法或学习到了禅法，而今天我们又聚集在一起，彼此在互相互动，而让我们在开发起原本具足的这种佛性，而是不是也能随时随地展现慈悲的光、智慧的光，而来让我们世间用智慧的眼睛来看世间充满的光明，用慈悲的眼睛来看众生世间充满的温馨。
The fact that we have this good root as well as merits, as well as the good affinities that we are able to come to the Chan Center to learn about Buddha Dharma. Or perhaps you have learned about some of these or the methods of meditation from some other places as well. But today we come together in order for us to tap into our original nature, to bring forth the light of our nature, original nature. And by doing so, hopefully through our interaction and the effect of our coming together, we are able to bring forth the light of compassion and shine it upon the society, so, and then also to bring forth the light of compassion and wisdom, so that we are able to regard all sentient beings with kindness and bring more warmth to human relationships.
我们往往观念之道，境界来做不到，因为忘掉了用安心之道，所以无明烦恼习气住睡产生的这些恶业行为这个就是要透过我们不断的在觉照、反省、检讨、惭愧、忏悔，而帮助我们亲近得安乐。我们今天浴火节是不是刚刚坚香法师有跟我们分享，我今灌沐诸如来尽智庄严功德记，五浊众生令离垢，同证如来净法身。
So oftentimes we know about these principles, we intellectually know about it, but we're not able to achieve reach the state and be in accordance with the principles. And so because of that, we aren't able to fully be engaged in the Dharma. So in that situations, we need to bring forth a sense of repentance, and as well as feeling ashamed that we're not able to do so. And having this kind of mentality will actually propel us forward. 法师后面的四句没有。
我今灌沐诸如来，他就写灌意了哈，灌沐诸如来尽智庄严功德记五浊众生令离垢，同证如来净法身。
And so today I saw this phrase where today we're bathing together amongst thus come ones, and with pure wisdom and auspiciousness we gather in this great assembly. We hope that all sentient beings will depart from defilement, and further everybody will attain the pure Dharma body of the Buddha.
因为我们法鼓山已经把它这个一致的把浴火记 啊，真可。虽然这个玉跟木是意思一样，同证如来净法身跟验证如来净法身一样，只是把这个文句啊、掐历史的啊意思啊一致啊，免得说哎、欸啊，到底是哪一个才正确啊？
This verse we actually have uniformed it amongst all the different branches of the Dharma drums.
就好像我们自己得了看了很多的经典啊，每天也在诵经，或是我们在打坐啊，打坐的时间也一下子坐下去很长啊，到底这个啊看经要看很多吗？还是打坐要一定要打坐的时间要很长吗？啊，但是同样的，最后都要怎么样？回到有慈悲关怀人，以智慧来处理事，以和乐同生活，以尊敬相对待，而真正珍惜因缘，广结善缘，让自己少烦少恼，而真正能奉献利他，这才是最对的啦。
So some of us have been doing a lot of recitations of the sutra or Buddha's name, or we engage in sitting meditation. Do you really have to recite for a very long time? Do you have to sit for a prolonged number of hours? Is that the case? Actually, true practice would be to use your compassion and wisdom to interact with other people, and again, to use respect in all the relationships, and that way we'll be able to decrease our vexations.
但看经典、听闻佛法、打坐，难道没有用啊？这个有用的，打坐可以帮助我们比较容易怎么样安定。那看了经典，即使意识一开始不懂，但至少可以让我们怎么样摄心修定。哎，一回生两回熟，哎，慢慢的这个种子里面都有佛的说法，哎，帮助我们，哎。哎，一回生两回熟，慢慢的就能心开意解，离苦得乐耶。
So does it mean that recitation and meditation is useless? Of course not. Sitting meditation will help us settle our mind, and reciting the sutras will first help us focus. And then furthermore, you'll be planting the seed of Buddha Dharmas, and gradually your mind will be in corresponding with the teachings within the sutra. And gradually, you will understand and bring forth your wisdom. So these are all very useful.
所以这个还是要回到这个佛陀的教导，宇宙人生的真理实相，缘起无常，无我空的法则的时候啊，我们就不会自我中心在执着而产生的这些贪嗔痴傲慢怀疑啊邪见等烦恼心出来。
But all of these, we need to return to the principles of what the Buddha taught us, dependent origination, and of the principle of impermanence, no self, and emptiness. And by understanding them, we'll be able to free ourselves from self-centeredness, and also to free us from all these, the three poisons of greed, hatred, and ignorance, as well as deviant views, as well as suspicions.
这个就像我们以十二因缘来讲，因为我们为什么产生这个烦恼，这个就从无明形式名色六路爱其有生老死这个在流转，那我们如何还灭呢？
So if we look at it from the point of view of the 12 dependent origination, our vexations came to being based on first ignorance, intention, consciousness, name and form, sixfold spheres of sense contact, sensation, desires, grasping, becoming, birth, old age, and death. How do we reverse this cycle and to free ourselves from vexations?
心佛众生三无差别，只因迷悟有别而有圣完之差。
The mind, the Buddha, and sentient beings, the three, there's no difference between the three, except the only difference is in the names, and so distinctions arises.
众生皆有如来智慧德相，就是清净的佛性，再圣不增，再还不减。
All sentient beings has the pure nature of the Buddha. It doesn't matter where you are. May it be a sage, this Buddha nature does not increase. May it be an ordinary sentient being, this Buddha nature does not diminish either.
释迦牟尼佛说，有因有缘，众生起了烦恼。有因有缘，众生清净故。这就是从因缘法的关照，我们这个身心世界这个正报依报所处的环境里面，这个就是刚刚所分享缘起无常无我空宇宙人生真理实相，而真正的能以四圣地苦集灭道这个法则帮助众生离苦得乐。那如何广结善人呢？厌度一切众生，厌断一切烦恼，厌什么？学一切修一切佛法，厌成无上佛道。
And so the Buddha says, because of causes and conditions, the human beings or sentient beings give rise to vexations. And then we follow these principles of dependent originations. So how do we cut off these vexations? It's by following the Four Noble Truths to understand the functions of all these. And then furthermore, how do we really create good affinities? That is to bring forth great vows, to the vows to cut off of vexations, to help with all sentient beings, to learn all Buddha dharmas, and to share everything that you have with other sentient beings.
虽然知道心佛众生三无差别，但是因为我们有无明烦恼的习气在作祟，但是因为我们也有佛法的观念疏导，或是用禅法来帮助自己心保持平静安定，就算还没有接触佛法禅法的圣严师父，也以心灵繁宝心无事这个是安是要是他是福或是是感，而帮助众生人来净化人心，净化社会。
So even though we know that the mind, the Buddha and sentient beings, there's no distinction between any of them, yet we have our ignorance and habitual patterns that's confusing our views. And at the same time, though, we also have the benefit of Buddha Dharma. Or even if you haven't heard Buddha Dharma, but at least there you have Chan, the methods of Chan, to help you settle your mind. So that's why our master, Shifu, Master Shen Yan, created the environment, the spiritual environmentalism, which talks about the four ways of settling the mind, the four critical keys, for others, and the four blessings or four gratitudes. These are all methods to help us deal with our problems.
所以我们在讲珍惜因缘，广结善缘，我们亲近在法鼓山，或是亲近我们在美国的东出禅寺事实上我们都秉持圣严师父所提出来的理念精神方针方法而真正的透过三大教育而能来净化人心，净化社会。
So as we talk about cherishing causes and conditions and to create good affinities universally, here at CMC, as well as all the Dharma Drum affiliated organizations, we follow the principles and the methods set out by Master Shen Yan, and to use the three great educations to help as a way to help people bring forth their wisdoms.
所以我们办任何的活动即使法会或是在禅修事实上都涵盖关怀跟教育同时在兼顾着。
So regardless the activities that we do, whether big or small, within it, there's always the meaning of caring for others as well as education. That's the purpose of any activities.
这也是圣严师父掌握社会的脉动如何契机契理恰到好处，而能帮助我们要关怀不同的对象的时候， 而能恰到好处的关怀，而能也能帮助众生，能心理平衡，这个身心健康，精神升华。
So this is also how Master Shen Yan, that's what he teaches us when we are engaging with the society, taking the pulse of the society, to care for each individual in the right way, in the way that will hit their spot. It will help them bring more peace and balance to their mind, also be more tranquil in their spiritual world.
虽然《金刚经》里面讲说过去心不可得，现在心不可得，未来心不可得，可是我们还是活在当下。
The Diamond Sutra talks about how the past mind is unattainable, the present mind is unattainable, and the future mind is unattainable. Having said that, we live in this very present moment.
所以我们要珍惜当下，感恩过去种种顺利因缘，成就我们增长的慈悲跟智慧，而能如果能把握现在，未雨绸缪，开创更美好的未来。
So because we live in this very present moment, we have to be mindful and be very grateful of everything that happened in the past that brings us to the result of this present moment.Cherish this present moment, and then furthermore, prepare and try to create as optimal of an opportunity for the future.
事实上，我们面对的环境呢，就像一面镜子，心就像老师。那环境呢，不管顺利，各种境界出来，我们的心常常是被环境什么？受影响，跟着环境，牵着被环境牵着走，可是我们又不希望被这个外境牵着走，希望心不如是吧？不随境，又希望升华，境随什么心转？这个就是正面解读、逆向思考喽，不用负面情绪来反应处理喽。
So, this we have this outer environment.As we're dealing with all its complexity, the mind is our own teacher. Yet we don't. Oftentimes, what happens is our mind is actually affected by the outer environment that's around us. But what we're trying to, what we're aspiring toward, what we're trying to achieve is that the mind is not turned by the outer environment, and in fact, the mind will retain its clarity. And so that will be the goal that we are trying to achieve.
我们在环境里面如果有顺境的时候非常的欢喜，碰到逆境啊，或是老是被作祟的时候啊，就很生气啊，有时候就气死了，我说我让你更气死了，他说我不慈悲。
So oftentimes what happens is in favorable conditions, we tend to feel happy about it. And when it's unfavorable, when things go against our wishes, then we become aggravated. And sometimes I will say, I am so vexed that to the point of that I want to die. And whenever I said that, people say, oh, you're not being compassionate.
不然就说烦恼死了，我也说我让你更烦恼死，他也还是说我不慈悲。
Or when other people say I have so many vexations, and then I try to tell them I'll give you more vexations, and they are going to come back to me and say you are not compassionate about my problems.
如果听懂我的话意的时候啊，能正面解读、逆向思考，不用负面情绪来反应处理啊，就会懂得我还蛮有。这个慈悲心的。
But if you understand my true meaning, and you are able to think positively of the situations, and also be able to think out of the box, and not always deal with unfavorable situations with your negative reactions, if that's the case, then you are actually going to understand whatever I'm saying actually makes quite a bit of sense.
还可以帮助你这个启发慈悲跟智慧心呢。
What I'm saying will actually help you activate your compassion and wisdom.
只是我们习惯性说， 气死的很生气，烦恼死的很烦恼的意思。可是如果懂得正面解读，逆向思考，气死了等于是不生气啦，烦恼死了等于是不烦恼，不烦恼就智慧生，气死了不生气了，慈悲生啦。
So usually, this is actually a commonly used phrase in Chinese, where I'm so mad that I want to die, or something similar to that. If you understand the true meaning of it, well, when you say this phrase, when you are so angry to the extreme, that means you'll no longer be angry. Or when you have so much vexation to exhaustion to the extreme of it, again, you're no longer to have more vexations. And by doing so, your wisdoms will naturally arise.
烦恼智慧是不是一体两面？
Isn't wisdom and compassion two sides of the same coin?
烦恼死是不是智慧生的？
When vexation dies down, then doesn't wisdom arises?
烦恼越来越少，是不是智慧越来越多了？
When you have less and less vexations, doesn't mean that you have more and more wisdoms?
所以我们来看看，我们人跟人之间相处，面对的总是人都有无明烦恼习气，但相处我们是不是都要很欢喜？今天我们在一起是不是很欢喜啊？诶，好像我自言自语，好像世事莫难顾，还是在陶醉在清净的佛性里面啊。
So usually when people interact with each other, we have our own habitual patterns and our own patterns. But today, as we are coming together, aren't we full of joy?
我们是不是说家和万事兴？
Isn't there a phrase that says when the family, the home is harmonious, then everything will thrive?
和气生财。
Also, when everyone is harmonious with each other, then naturally wealth will arise.
我们讲和气生财，在学佛的人来讲，就是生什么？福德智慧财。
So, the common way of saying is when everything is harmonious, then the money will flow. But in this Buddhist context, then the wealth of our wisdom and compassion will flow.
珍惜因缘广结善缘，是不是在增长我们的福德，在广种福田？
So to cherish causes and conditions and to create good affinities universally doesn't mean that we are cherishing whatever we have and also to plant more seeds in the future, in the field of merits.
但是我们广种福田跟广结善缘，刚刚分享的要掌握原则，量力而为，这是一种智慧的。我们常常说，我们不要做烂慈悲。
But in order to plant widely in this field of merits, at the same time, we have to gauge our own abilities and resources. So the compassion has to be wielded with wisdom. We shouldn't be just doing compassion, exercising compassion in a very mundane and a foolish way.
我们说广结善缘，可是你能力范围有限，要广结善缘，然后到处去借钱来，我要跟他结善缘，我可以借，这要护持的。现在东出禅师要扩建的，真的要去结善缘的，可是跟着借的家里人都起烦恼，这样好吗？
So if you try to plant the seeds of merit widely, some people say, oh, the Chan Center is having an expansion project right now. I need to plant good seeds and I need to make donations. So you go out and borrow money from people and creating lots of vexations within the family. Is this right?
你 no money 没关系，你有心力、智力、体力来奉献付出，这就是护持东出禅师的扩建呢。
It's okay if you don't have a lot of money. As long as you come help out with your physical strength or with your intellectual power, then these are all ways for you to support CMC.
但我没有意思说你们有钱就叫你们不要捐钱，我没有这个意思哈。不然我们经验长华法师方丈你怎么这样说？
But this doesn't mean that I'm saying if you have money, then don't donate. That's not what I'm saying. Otherwise, Master Chang Hua is going to have vexation and say, why did you say it like that? If you are able to, go ahead and donate money.
就像我们的法师啊，也不会说，哎，你来了，今天最好捐钱。我们不会用这样子的这个心态，而是哎，感恩大家来了，啊，真是欢喜，让我们珍惜因缘，广结善缘。哎，我们可以告诉更多的人，让我们一起有一个更大的空间的时候啊，跟接引更多的人恰到好处的啊，让他也得到啊佛法的利益。当然道场不是在极限的空间，只要我们愿意用佛法的慈悲跟智慧，处处都是你道场。
So, the 法师 over here, they're not going to say, oh, you come today, so make a donation. That's not the case. Instead, we say that we're very grateful that you're here coming together in this great assembly. And then we can share the joy of Dharma, Buddha Dharma, and tell more people about it. After all, well, it would be great to have a bigger space, yes, to share the benefit of Buddha Dharma. At the same time, though,space doesn't really matter. It's not the physical space that counts. As long as you're practicing and embodying whatever you've learned from the Buddha Dharma, then your practice, the place of your practice is indeed unlimited and everywhere.
圣严师父教导我们，虽然在牧人，就是在牧人的心，牧起大家都来学佛，而都把佛法、禅法、心法传递出去，这就是在修学佛法、护持佛法、弘扬佛法。
So our 师父 Master Shen Yan told us, when you are asking for donation, it's not the money that you're asking for. You're hoping to, you're asking for the people to come, and it's their mind that's more important. So we want to share the benefits of the Buddha Dharma, of the methods of Chan, and the method of the mind. So in that sense, we are indeed spreading the Buddha Dharma to benefit everyone.
佛教导我们要和谐、和乐、和平。圣严师父也教导我们要和谐、和乐、和平，而散发出以慈悲关怀人，以智慧来处理事，以和乐同生活，以尊敬相对待。
So the Buddha as well as our 师父 taught us to be tranquil and to have a settled mind and be harmonious with everyone. And by following these principles, we'll be able to treat each other with respect and deal with other this interaction with respect and create a harmonious environment that we share.
所以今天我们浴佛节，我们以佛陀有约，是不是以圣严师父也有约，也跟自己有约，真正的以佛法禅心来浴佛呢？
So today is the Buddha's birthday. Doesn't that mean that we should actually make an appointment with the Buddha, make appointment with Master Shen Yan, and furthermore, make appointment with our own mind? And so this way, we will be able to correspond, be in accordance with Chan, and using this mind to bathe the Buddha to celebrate this day.
所以今天在东出禅寺，就是让我们随时随地回到什么初发心，初发心变成正解，初发菩提心。我们初发心容易，恒常心难呐。
So today at CMC, which is in the Chinese characters is Dongchu, this means that we need to go back to our original mind, to the beginner's mind. It is.Relatively easy to bring forth a beginner's mind to first initiate this great vows, but in order to stay persistent and vigorous throughout long period of time, that is actually much more difficult.
虽然难，但是我们常说要广结善缘，我们就想象说这个以这个六度万行啊，啊，不施持戒、忍辱精进、禅定、智慧，或以施舍，是说不施爱、力行、 同事啊，大家不管在家庭，在你的工作场合领域，或是在社会大众面对的，或是关照自己的起心动念，怎么样避免产生自己的矛盾，跟他人的话避免产生对立冲突，然后跟环境的话，是不是一个跟大自然环境是一个生命共同体，或是跟宇宙世间事实上融合在一起，再进一步超越，而不只走内跟外。
So even though it's difficult, but we do have to continue to practice. And this so-called creating good affinities with people, with everyone, widely, universally, we need to follow the six prajnaparamitas and to following all the conducts as prescribed, and bringing it to our own family, within families have harmonies with workplaces as well as in the society. So within our very own mind, we shouldn't have internal conflicts or points of confusions. As to dealing with relationship with other people, try to minimize conflicts and try to minimize antagonisms. And as in a sense, in the greater environment and as a world, we need to bring to have this understanding that we are all one together. We share our affinities and fate. We are one entity indeed. Eventually transcend all these understandings and furthermore understand there's really no distinctions of the small self, the greater self, and break the boundaries.
刚刚讲了能跟自己，能跟他人，能跟环境，能跟宇宙世间，或是超越宇宙世间，超过内在外在，这个是圣严师父教导我们真正平安的五种层次。
So we just mentioned the relationship we should have with oneself, with others, with the environment, with the universe, as well as within breaking the boundaries within and without. These are the five levels that will bring peace and harmony to our lives.
这也是我们有一年的主题年呢，为这个社会世界祝福的和喜自在，就是我和人和，心和口和。欢欢喜喜有幸福，内和外和，阴和言和，平平安安真自在。
So this is one of our themes of in our past year, is to we spell this out and to make it more concrete so that we will have harmony between self and others as well as an environment and bring greater joys to everyone around us.
当我用这些句子分享出来，我们法师啊，有些菩萨就会会心微笑。今天我们的 translator 菩萨也微笑一下，可是他就侃侃而来的信手到来呀、啊。哦，又要欢迎了。
So whenever I talk about the, I use these phrases that oftentimes the people in the audience, long-term volunteers, are able to, as well as 法师, it will brings a smile to their face.And as for the translators, she smiles too, but she sort of self-creates what I'm saying.
好，我们看这个 PowerPoint 哈，有这个义佛法会，现在好像是我们住持法师在主法，是吧？是不是这个画面？
So we can see the photos.
然后再来看大家在接下去义佛了，啊。
We see images of people bathing the Buddha.
我们个。这个东方西方还有大人小孩什么都有这些。
We see everyone here,
Westerners
or adults,
借花献佛
Bodhisattvas, offering flowers to
the
Buddha.
Harry.
I see Harry as well in the picture.
Smile.
You're right.
然后再看再下来东出禅寺是不是
And then we'll see a photo of the Chan Center.
好，现在可是外面有一些在梳这个请购梳的，还有一些佛动。接下来好像我们要扩建的这些， 这个图像像我吗？
So, also a picture of the CMC as well as now here, talks about how we're going to have this expansion project. Does this picture look like me?
年轻吗?
Young? Young looking?
学习年轻有朝力、朝气、活力啊, 哈。
I want to practice to be young and to have a lot of vigor.
下一章,我们如何和乐无争?
The next picture, these are ways to teach us how to live in harmoniously and not have disagreement.
因为和乐无争去年2014年的体验是心平气和是会要温柔和乐平安我为你祝福。
So these are ways to remain calm and be peaceful with one another. This is our last year's theme.
大家相继欢喜气彼此相处要和气互相包容老习气莫为不顺发脾气气出病来伤元气顺利感恩生正气活力报恩有朝气和乐无争真福气福气啦
So I'm translating on the spot. Please excuse the roughness. So everybody is gathering and in great joy. Together we need to interact with great harmony. Together with each other, we tolerate each other's habitual patterns and do not become angry because of unfavorable situations. Because after all, having anger will lead to illness and will all actually harm oneself. Be in either favorable or unfavorable situations, we need to be grateful and bring forth the right mind and the right attitude. And eventually, with great vigor, we pay our gratitude, and together, harmoniously and joyfully, there's no conflict with each other. And this will be called indeed the true blessings. There's no, Guo Xin Fa is saying that all the character qi is not being translated, but it's just beyond my ability, sorry. Energy or qi. And all of these is actually related to the energy of joy, the energy of harmony, the energy, past habitual energy, etc.
没有那种情绪波动的生气。但有活力的朝气。
So, there shouldn't be any fluctuations of anger, but instead we should have great energies of vigor.
那个调子好像大家以为我在数来宝是吧？我可不是随便数来宝，我是数如来三宝啊。
The tone that he used to say these phrases actually, there's a method of performance in Chinese. It's called Shu Lai Bao. But actually, the character translation means I'm counting jewels, counting treasures. But I'm actually not counting any random jewels or any ordinary jewels. I'm counting the jewels of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
去年这个八月初的时候啊，龙禅寺有这个儿童营嘛，那我正好到了龙禅寺在关怀，我们法师啊就要念这个心平气和八正气，我一念出来，就有一个同学啊，就要大家相继欢喜气，彼此相处要和气，然后屁股也扭，因为我是法师，屁股不能乱扭的。
So last year in the Nong Chan Monastery, there was a children's camp, and I was told to recite this to the kids. And after I recited this, a kid actually repeated after me and did it almost like a rap way, and actually twisting his body and twisting his buttocks. But because I'm a master, I'm a sangha, a monastic, I can't do the same, twisting my body wildly.
对，连翻译也动起来了。
Even the translator is now twitching a body as well.
真是生动啊，又是现身说法啊。
Her moving her body is also a way to bring emphasis to the translation.
所以 身楼万象之子的万事万物都在放光说法，放什么光说什么法，在放慈悲光、智慧光，说缘起无常、无我空的法。
So all these mirrors of phenomena, they are indeed emitting lights and giving teachings of the Buddha Dharma, talking about the Dharma of wisdom, of compassion, of the principles of impermanence, of dependent origination, and no self and emptiness.
空不是什么都没有，也不是否定人生的价值，更不是逃避现实，而让我们珍惜所拥有的资源，建立的人际关系。让我们随缘消旧业，习缘修福慧。
So emptiness doesn't mean it's void of anything, everything. It's actually, it's not a way to negate this human relationship or run away from any problematic issues. It's actually a way to tell us to cherish what we have and create positive relationships and to use this opportunity to actually resolve past issues and take responsibility of our past actions, meanwhile create new opportunities in the future.
我们常常会慨叹人生为何，人生的目的、意义、价值是什么？圣严师父也讲生命的意义、价值还有方向的目标。
So we often muse about what is the meaning of life, what is the value of human life, and so Master Shenyan actually talked about giving answers to these questions in the past as well.
事实上，我们不管在讲人生的目的，或是在讲生命的目的，当然生命有父母给予这个肉体的生命，但是我们学佛的就把它当成成就慈悲智慧生命的道器，而真正让我们如果觉得是受报，受报有苦报福报，但是心甘情愿把我们的角色扮演好是平安的。如果进而能升华，我们是来还愿，过去许下诺言，这一生来还愿，心甘情愿，你是快乐的。
So we're not just musing about what is the purpose of life. That, actually, we're talking about what is the purpose of our human life. And in fact, in Buddha Dharma, we talk about it as we, as a human being, having this opportunity to come here, we are the vessels for Buddha Dharma. And we are using what we have to learn about it. And also to resolve past retributions, the effects of our past actions. There may be bitter retributions that bring sufferings, or there are blessings from the past actions as well. As long as you are willing to accept them and to be responsible of them, you will be able to turn all situations to positive and still remain joyful.
我们这边讲的快乐是放下一些心理负担的快乐。
The kind of joy we talk about is the joy that you let go of all the graspings and let go of all the burdens in your mind.
一般人讲的快乐啊，是从物质生活上或是感官刺激上所得的快乐是无常的。
Usually, when people talk about joy or happy, they're actually referring to pleasures that derives from materialistic things or from sensory stimulations. And this kind of pleasure is actually very fleeting.
所以才会有什么生老病死、爱别离、求不得、厌生慧、五蕴炽盛等苦。
And that's why because these kind of pleasures are so fleeting, then there's this...that we talk about the sufferings from birth, death, aging, and illness, as well as the hateful coming together and the favorable, the loving ones departing, and also having this fire of the five aggregates. These all lead to sufferings.
如果有因果因缘观念，你懂得因果，近者护者。虽然有时候努力了没有得到预期成果，然后加上因缘观的时候啊，不至于心里不平衡，因为有因缘观，因缘未成熟，暂时放下不是放弃，我们自然心里平衡，人格稳定， 对未来还是充满希望光明，因为不好的逆境的不是永远停留在那里，我们就要保持努力，因缘成熟，水到渠成啊。
So, as long as you understand the concept of cause and effect and cause and conditions, as long as you try your best, give everything that you have and be responsible for your actions, then the way you see the world, your attitude will actually remain quite even and not fluctuate so much. So once you have given the best you can, if things don't go according to your anticipation, expectations,And it, whatever you hope for your project is not successful, you will be able to put it down and understand that, oh, the cause and conditions is not ripe enough yet. By having this kind of understanding, again, you will be more stable and fluctuate a lot less. And also, in the negative, unfavorable situations, you'll understand that any kind of negativities or unfavorable circumstances, it's not going to be permanent. It will be impermanent, it will change in the future, and there's still chance in the future.
就算顺境成功了，也不会得意忘形，会知福惜福培福种福永远有，因为保持心灵环保的基本态度，谦卑但不自卑。
And even if you are in a favorable situation, you are not going to become overly arrogant. Instead, you will know that you cherish your own blessings and furthermore, plant more the seeds, good seeds for the future. And you will remain humble, yet not feel inferior.
宽大不自大，自信不自傲。
And you will be able to remain broad-minded, yet not being overly arrogant. Being confident, but not being overly confident.
我这里讲的宽大不是我们台湾台中那个宽大那一只鸟啊。听过没有？
So, I mentioned the phrase 宽大, I'm not referring to the parrot in Taiwan, Taichung, where the bird is actually able to recite the Buddha's name. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about being broad-minded.
如果我们抱着来繁衍的而真正的快乐，即使我们看到或是我们自己本身遇到逆境或是天灾地变人祸，自己受苦受难，且不等于有苦有难，切在救苦救难。
So if we understand this true meaning of happiness, that we're here to also resolve and complete our past promises, when we see there are calamities in this world, doesn't necessarily mean that we will necessarily suffer. Instead, we will reach out to benefit and alleviate sufferings to the best of our abilities.
就像观音菩萨吃苦受苦才能同理心救苦。
It's just like the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. She actually understands sufferings and she has undergone sufferings herself. And because of that, she's able to reach out to alleviate people's sufferings.
所以我们放下心里的负担而愿意来承担把自己所扮演的角色感恩心接受顺利缘报恩心奉献广结善缘
So by able to let go of the burdens in our mind and able to shouldering up responsibilities and missions we will be able to be grateful to cherish all the causes and conditions and be able to deal with all sorts of favorable or unfavorable circumstances
如果你愿意承担向上向善的大事小事都是好事如果你有慈悲智慧大事小事都是佛事但是今天因无所住而生起心大事小事根本没事
So if you're able to actually shoulder up and all the responsibilities and move toward the direction of goodness. Now, whether it's a great matter or a small matter, it's all a matter of good matter. At the same time, if you are further able to exercise your compassion and wisdom, then again, great matter, small matter, it's all a Buddhist matter or a matter for you to conduct your Buddhist practice. But furthermore, according to the Diamond Sutra, which quotes, let your mind function freely without abiding anywhere or anything. So again, great matter, small matter, nothing really matters. It's a non-matter.
讲这几句最主要是希望大家多人做好事，而人所作所为多是佛事，佛事都是觉醒的事，都是觉在当下，佛在当下，佛就在当下。
So by saying all these, I'm trying to encourage people to do good deeds. No matter what you do, great or small, it's all deeds be in accordance to the Buddha Dharma. To be in accordance to Buddha Dharma, just have to bring forth this awakened mind.
这就是以佛陀有约，以圣佛言师父有约，以自己有约，天上天下唯我独尊啊。
So to bring forth this awakened mind at this very present moment, everything is in this very present moment. This is essentially the same as having an appointment with the Buddha, having an appointment with Master Shen Yan, having an appointment with oneself. After all, there's a saying that heaven and earth, I am the most unique and to be respected. It's me in this very present moment.
所以珍惜我们生命的起承转合，一篇文章也有起承转合，我们也珍惜我的生命这个缘起，尊重我们的生命，如何承担我们的生命，在庄严我们的生命过程当中，一定有顺利因缘啊，我们如何来净化我们的生命，而一切都要重因缘和合，一切都要理事融合。
So we need to cherish all the ups and downs in our life, just like in the essay, there's ups and downs, opening and closing. In our life, to uphold and take up the responsibilities and to adorn it or try to better it, improve our own life. And in either favorable or unfavorable situations, to be able to deal with it and bring more purifications to our life.
跟大家分享了这个生命的起承转合，当然我是依中文的这个意涵。法鼓山总本山世界佛教教育园区启用的时候，我们就是以大悲心起为精神内涵。事实上，大悲心起不离法鼓山的理念精神、方针方法、三大教育、四种环保，也不离法鼓山是禅修道场，更是观音道场。
So as I mentioned, the ups and downs of life, this actually brings to the point of the establishing and of Dharma Drum Mountain and all its affiliated organizations. And the slogan that we had in the ceremony is to bring forth this great compassionate mind. And we do things in accordance to our missions of educating and caring for human lives.And Dharma Drum, indeed, is not only a place for practice, it's also a place that embodies and emulates the spirit of Avalokitesvara.
我们虽然在面对各种事情的时候会有一些顺逆境，但是有一些无明烦恼习性出现了，我们说转念世界跟着改变，心念转为正念，希望光明无限，心念化为净念，当下净土照见。
So in this either favorable or unfavorable situations, we often give rise to all sorts of vexations or other wandering thoughts. But as long as we're able to turn these thoughts, then Pure Land is within reach.
逆境转个弯，前景无限宽，身段柔和弯，处事相见欢啊。
That's translation for this. When vexed thoughts are turned into mindful thoughts, hopes and brightness arise without end. When vexed thoughts are turned into purified thoughts, pure lands can be seen on the spot right away. When confronted with dead end, turn around. You shall see infinite future open widely for you. Be gentle and humble, and we shall get along with everyone with joy.
我们平时在讲皈依三宝，皈依佛、皈依法、皈依僧。皈依佛就是让我们转迷什么为悟，皈依法虽然讲弃邪归正，也就是这转邪什么归正。皈依僧啊，就是让我们化染为净，也就是转化啊这个染浊的而变成什么清净的。
So oftentimes we talk about take refuge in the three triple jewels. To take refuge in the Buddha, it means that we are turning what is confused or deluded into enlightened. By taking refuge in the Dharma means we are turning our deluded thoughts or deviant thoughts into whatever is on the right path. And by taking refuge in the Sangha is we're turning what is defiled into pure.
我们三学院库都监啊，果高法师在这里，我有时候收到他的一些 mail， 可是他会写法语，山不转路转，路不转人转，人不转心转。
果高法师怎么样？
他那个传 mail 给我。
So oftentimes I receive emails from Master Guo Gao, and oftentimes there will be a phrase at the bottom of it that serves as a reminder, and one of which is, if the mountain doesn't turn, then the road, the path will turn, goes around it. If the road doesn't turn, the person can turn. And if the person cannot turn, the mind will turn.
当你愿意心转的时候，即使没路可走的，你还是佛在当下，觉在当下，佛在当下。
So when the mind turns, even though you feel that you have come to a dead end, but even at that moment, once it's awakened and you have this awareness, then you will be living in the very moment, and the Buddha will indeed be in the very moment as well.
我觉得你心不转的话，就什么卡死啊。
But on the other hand, if you don't turn your mind or don't turn your thought around, then you will indeed be stuck in the situation.
因为时间哈过得非常的快，跟大家在分享这些，时间马上。但是今天在忆佛节，刚刚讲这个心念转为正念，心念化为净念的这些，前面有一个。净化心性光明矣，这就是在开发佛性，提起觉性，转化个性，淡化习性，净化心性，回归自性。
The time has passed really fast, so today I still want to share one more thing. Here are a few phrases, enlightening words of advice to purify our mind and nature. And here it goes, cultivate our Buddha nature,Pick up or generate our enlightened nature. Adjust and transform our personality and patterns. Downplay and break unpleasant habits. Purify our mind and nature and return to the self nature.
我们每个人都有个性，个性有好个性，有的不好的个性，尤其还有习性存在。还好我们有时候邪火了，邪火了碰到一些逆境或是不舒服的事情，但是马上转念会慨叹，好在我学活了，要是我以前你就惨了，是不是？这就是个性。
We all have all different kinds of personalities, and we also have our patterns, habitual patterns. Some are good, and some are not so great.And the thing is, we have now learned about Buddha Dharma and learned to transform our mind. So sometimes when something unfavorable comes up, you can say, you are lucky that now I have learned about the Buddha Dharma. Otherwise, you will be in big trouble. And so this is also a habitual pattern too.
总之，我们也希望改变 我们在人生的命运了、啊、但是要因果因缘观了、啊、你要希望改善你的命运，具体的有一些的心态啊，还有你的观念，就是要修正你的观念，健康的心态，改善你身与意三业行为啊，还要广结善缘。但广结善缘刚刚讲的要掌握原则，衡量能力范围，还要怎么样良好的生活规划。在我们来讲就要什么持戒守法，你能改多少，修正多少，广结善缘多少，持戒守法多少，你的命运改好就多少啊。
So oftentimes people talk about changing their destinies. First, it's very important to have the correct views about cause and effect and cause and conditions, and to first uphold the right attitude. And then in this process, we try to correct our behaviors, our thinking, and our patterns, and thus further on to create affinities with greater public, with universally. In this process, it's also very important to uphold precepts and to follow principles and rules. So, depending on how much you are able to change your own way of thinking and to be in accordance to Buddha Dharma, depending on how much you are able to uphold the precepts, to correct your own behaviors, depending on how much you are able to create more affinities within your own abilities, create more affinities universally, that will all affect how much you are able to alter your own so-called destiny.
去年我有没有跟大家在这里分享，有一位老和尚跟青少年相遇，要猜蝴蝶是活的或死的故事吗？啊，我在这里有分享是吧？有听到的请举手。去年十月的时候，好。
Did I share a story with you last October about a old master and a youth and talking about butterflies? Have you heard the story?
好，那我讲一个还没听的，昨天在纽泽西有讲的，因为时间有限，因为那个。刚刚前面那个故事可能比较长，现在这个比较短，在纽泽西分享的也让大家会心微笑准备来做今天的一个圆满。
So instead I'll share a shorter story because of the limitation of time. So I'll share another story with you here and using that to conclude today's talk.
有一对夫妻带着一个小男孩，差不多六七岁左右，要到一个城镇去租房子，找了差不多快两个小时，终于找到了。
So there's a couple bring along a child who's around 6 or 7 years old. They go to a city and try to find a place to stay, to rent a place. And they were able to find this place in about a couple hours of time.
结果房东跟这一对夫妻讲说，我们的房子不租给有小孩子的。
And but then at that moment, the landlord actually said to them, "I do not rent out my place to people with kids."
这一对夫妻就很失望的走了。
And this couple then left the place very disappointedly.
可是这个小男孩没有走。
But the kid didn't leave with them.
因为他看到他的父母跟房东的对话。
And because he saw this interchange between this exchange between his parents and the landlord.
所以小男孩就跟房东说，你刚刚跟我爸爸妈妈说不租给有小孩的。
So this kid said to the landlord, I just heard you saying to my parents that you don't rent out your place to people with kids.
小孩就跟房东说，房东，我没有小孩，但我有父母，你愿意租给我吗？
So this kid said to the landlord, Landlord, I don't have kids, but I have parents. Would you rent out the place to me?
我们法鼓山2015年为这个社会世界祝福的主题是光明远大，如何体验智慧转进，自心光明，慈悲利他，希望远大。刚刚这个小孩子的对话有没有智慧转进呢？ 有没有正面解读逆向思考啊？他有没有失望啊？没有，他还是充满着希望，是吧？
So the phrase that we are sharing with the world, Dharma Drum is sharing with the world this year is this, great light, using wisdom to transform circumstances. One's mind is bright, using compassion to benefit others. One's promise is great. So in this story that I just told you, was this kid able to transform his mind to accommodate the situation? Did he become disappointed in negative, unfavorable situations? And were he able to actually transform what is disappointed into something positive? Did he do all these?
但是要对未来充满希望，有一些心态要记住，正向八望。
And to be able to remain hopeful of all the situations, you also need to have certain, views as well.
人难免有期望，但要节制欲望，千万不要奢望，未来要有展望，永远不要失望，心更不要绝望，坚定拥抱愿望，才能充满希望。
So, here are the eight positive tips I have for you to deal with expectations.It's normal for people to have expectations, but it's important to control exceeding desires. Never overexpect what we don't deserve, but we must always have faith in future prospects. Never feel disappointed, never ever feel despair in our hearts. Firmly embrace compassionate wishes forever, so that we will always be full of hope.
身如万象都在放光说法现身说法下午我们有合唱团魔术什么吹气球这些都要跟法相应
So all the myriads of phenomena are actually emitting light and speaking of Buddha Dharma This afternoon we are going to have a really full program of magic shows, balloons as well as the choir practice and all of these activities need to be in accordance with Buddha Dharma
佛在心中，佛在口中，佛在行为当中，珍惜因缘，广结善缘，祝福我们东出禅寺，扩建顺利圆满，处处都是道场。
The Buddha is in the mind, the Buddha is in the speech, the Buddha is in our every action and behavior. We need to cherish all the causes and affinities, conditions.And create more affinities universally. And now I give my blessing and wish that this expansion project at the Chan Meditation Center will continue on successfully, smoothly. And furthermore, it's not only here, but everywhere it will be a place for our practice.
意犹未尽，可是却必须当机立断。祝福大家慈悲智慧不断。
There is much more to say, yet we need to cut it off right now. But I wish that you will continuously practice with wisdom and compassion without stopping.
各位请起立 please rise. 请合掌 join your palms. 我们向方丈和尚一问讯感恩方丈和尚的开示宝。
阿弥陀佛。
请方丈和尚下座。
虽然下座，但是都是入如来室，着如来衣，入如来座。
Even I have descended the seat, but at the same time, no, everywhere we go, we are wearing the Buddha's robe, and we're going. And going to wherever the Buddha is.